Welcome to the Beer Healer Shortcuts. You know, when I have these conversations, quite often there's a little tidbit here and there that gets thrown onto the cutting room floor, which might actually be of interest to some people, but they tend to go nowhere. Other times, there might be a new beer being released, or a new brewery being opened, or perhaps one of the listeners has had an amazing beer experience that they just need to share with the listeners. These are great reasons to have a conversation, but they aren't usually enough to fill a typical 30 to 60 minute episode, but there is still some great stuff in there. If you are a brewery, a sales rep, a brewer, or just a fan, the Beer Healer Shortcuts is the place where your fun, interesting, and informative tidbits have a home. So let's get into another Beer Healer Shortcut. So welcome to this shortcut. I've got Alex and Yvonne from Slow Lane Brewing on here, and I wanted to just ask Alex a bit of a question about his mixed fermentation table beer, because this week on the Beer Healer Facebook page and Instagram, I posted a picture of this beer, which was absolutely magnificent, and it was a table beer at 3.5%, 3.2% I think it might have been. And Mike Colley, one of my loyal followers on Facebook who's been around for a long, long time, actually asked, could I give a bit more of an in-depth description of what a table beer is? And I did my best because I know a little bit about them, but I thought, why not pitch it to the expert who's actually drinking a table beer tonight? Maybe you can give us a little quick history of the table beer and why you chose to make that beer.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially table beer used to be the type of beer that, you know, would be drunk at the dinner table by everyone sitting at the table. So, and it used to be like very low in alcohol, like kind of 0.5% alcohol, maybe, you know, even the kids at the table would be drinking it. It was just stories that it was safer to drink than water, like whether that's historically accurate, that people were actually drinking table beer rather than water because it was safer. But it was definitely, common thing to drink, with meals. And in terms of what the style encompasses, apart from the fact that it's very low alcohol, I think there's not much information out there, so it's kind of
it's basically a farmhouse.
Yeah, so quite often, so most of the people, there's not many out there these days, but most people that make it, they typically make it in like a farmhouse style. So yeah, ours is like a farmhouse style. I definitely inspired by like Jester King, yeah. The Petite Prince, obviously like Wildflower Table Beer. Yeah, there's not really not many. There's a few like European, like Belgian ones, but yeah, not many people make it because definitely the lower alcohol beers are the hardest ones to pull off.
Yeah,
because
I find it funny that there aren't more of them around because, you know, Australia is a nation of mid-strength beer lovers, and effectively this is near enough to a mid-strength beer, just with that nice sort of farmhousey zest, I suppose you might say, in that can. So I'm surprised there aren't more of it. I know of a couple. So you mentioned Wildflower. Van Diemen did one for a little while. They're not sure if it's still available. And the Moo Brew Session Ale feels like it might not be labelled as a table beer, but certainly along those lines as well, made with a bit of a different yeast. So, and yours were all just fantastic beers, just so easy to drink and delicious. I don't know why there isn't more of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I love like making, drinking these like low alcohol style, so we make quite a few beers in that like 3% range. So we want to keep doing it, and like they do, there's definitely have like a following. Not everyone would love them, but there's definitely, you know, people that are really into them.
Well, there you go, Mike Colley. Hopefully that's explained a little bit of the history behind table beers. And Alex, thanks for helping us out on this Beer Healer Shortcut.
All right.
Thanks for listening to another Beer Healer Shortcut. To help support the show, rate, review, follow, or subscribe via your favourite podcast platform, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts. If you've got something that you want to share with the listeners, shoot me a message via my Facebook or Instagram page. Cheers to great beers.